Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, the stuff we didn't get to during the course of the show today. I had this pulled for news, actually, and then something else came up, and I ended up doing a different story for news on the regular show and the podcast, and maybe for the better.
Smidge.
Well, more just statement-y on where we're at. Okay, so Pastor John MacArthur, he recently praised a U.S. Navy veteran who was facing criminal charges because he toppled the satanic altar near the nativity scene in the Iowa State Capitol last December.
Wow.
Okay, so there was a big thing.
That's a headline.
Yeah, there was a big thing where, you know, the satanic church, you know, they're making a point. If you're going to have a nativity scene, then we want to have equal representation, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And in a society where you have multiple different viewpoints, religions, everything, and you're a democracy, you kind of have to give space to all of that.
Yeah.
But then there are lines that you're like, wait a minute, why are we doing this? Like, you wouldn't, you know, because Satanism stands for a lot of really bad things, you
yes.
know? And so it's like, do we have to give that space too, you know? But apparently we do, and they did. And so Michael Cassidy was charged with a felony mischief. And here's where it escalated, though. They originally they were going to charge him with just, you know, criminal mischief, a misdemeanor, but they actually ended up giving him felony mischief and a hate crime for pushing over that. Once you get the term hate crime into your charge,
oh, man.
Life gets a lot worse
a
lot more expensive. Like trying to defend that and go
yeah.
against that, it's a pain. And so basically it was a statue of a red cloaked Baphomet statue. I'm saying that right. I don't
scary.
Care. And he knocked it over and threw it in the trash. And so now he's been charged with this. I would say it's a double standard, but it's not completely a double standard because there was a nativity there. Like, had they said, okay, we're not doing nativities, but we're doing this, then it would be a complete double standard. But to charge somebody the hate crime over this seems extreme to me.
But once again, proving a point, because I feel like it could be considered a hate crime if it's any religion, right?
Right.
It's considered a hate crime.
Right.
And so for some...
Unless somebody had knocked... If somebody stole the baby Jesus...
It's my baby Jesus.
And nobody would have said... Honestly, I don't think people would have said it. It would have been a story. Somebody vandalizes the, nativity at the Iowa State...
I agree.
Whatever. It would have been a story.
Yep.
And they would have covered it. But that's where it would have stopped. There would not have been a hate crime at all.
Yeah.
There's no way they would have charged him with that. And this is where I think we're getting into a really dangerous time in our society, is that, you know, you're going to see people on the right act more fully and take actions into their own hands because we've swung so far left. You're going to see equal and opposite reactions because the left has only themselves to blame for a lot of this, honestly, because they chose to be so open-minded. I love that phrase, you're so open-minded, your brain falls out. Like, it's so true, man, because you're like, oh, well, we got to be open-minded. We got to accept everything and everyone. And there's a point at which you go, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you look at LGBTQ stuff, you're just fostering people's mental problem that they have, you know, with
mm-hmm.
the transgender stuff. And that's not kind. You know, that's not doing somebody a disservice. You need to speak truth. You need to do it in love. But to just pretend that it's not something that's not healthy for people and to be like, no, it's fine, let's just accept everything, that's where societies fall. Societies fall typically from inside before they're conquered, you know? And it's like, that's the thing that I think that we're going to see, is that this next election will be super telling, that if the right shows up like they were supposed to 4 years ago
mm-hmm.
but didn't because they just figured it was a lock, and then all of a sudden you have Biden, like, who's not even sure where he is right now. But he's going again. And theoretically, that should have been the easiest win for Republicans ever. But apparently, now Trump beat Nikki Haley in South Carolina in her own home state. And so, I mean, he looks like the guy. And so there's enough fracturing on the Republican side. Will it be too fractured to, you know, make a difference? And do you get 4 more years of Biden, or a year of Biden, and then they remove him and put Kamala in charge, and then they remove her and they put Michelle Obama in? So who knows? It's gonna be interesting to see
next year
what
will
happens.
Be fascinating.
Yeah, I just, I'm curious, will people show up to say enough is enough? You know, will enough of the people in the right wing, will they show up and say, I'm tired of where we're at politically in this country? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm tired of the border being a disaster. Mm. This is really funny. President Trump, former President Trump, sorry. And I'm not, again, I'm not a Trump person. Like, if I was voting for Trump, it would less be a vote about, for Trump and a vote against Biden.
Sure.
That's my personal politics. And you can believe whatever you want to believe. You can vote how you want. And it's great. That's what makes this country great. I can't wait to see where it all goes. Trump announced a trip to the border states. And then the next thing you know, the White House is also going to the border states with Biden. So this is the beginning of slugging her out. And we'll see how this whole thing shakes out in the future for us politically. So there you go. I was a baby rant. That wasn't much.
I hate that the girl that was just killed, she was murdered.
In Georgia.
Yeah, she was running.
The student.
And there was a guy that just murdered her.
Yeah, and they still don't even know like a motive or did. I had heard something that there was some guy like there was some statement that was like, I want it, you know, just because kind of thing. And I don't know if that was true or not.
But it's becoming political, the whole thing.
Is it really?
And it's sad because he didn't have a green, he didn't have a green card.
Oh, he's an illegal. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And so that's the big deal. It's become.
I hadn't seen that yet.
Yeah. So it's just sad for the family because, I mean, they're dealing with the loss of a loved one and it's all over the news, but for.
It's going to be politicized, right? And people will use it to further their agenda in this thing. And so, yeah, I'm curious what the facts are in it. But you're right. The family that has to go through this and unwillingly now probably is going to be in the middle of the politics of it as well because, you know, they'll get asked about it. Mm-hmm. And if you're a mom that just lost her daughter to somebody who shouldn't be here, if that was the case, again, I haven't looked into it, so I got to be careful. But, like, say they came here illegally and you're like, yeah, if you would close the borders and they would never have been here, my daughter would be alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is a hard, hard truth. And it might make that mom be like, I'm done with this.
Mm-hmm.
Again, equal and opposite reaction. We're letting anybody in. I'm going to be an advocate for not having that happen now because my family was affected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy. I just had this conversation last night with women in my small group. That's the worst. Not my small group, me. After we do small group and after prayer requests are done, then we have dessert, which is lovely.
Main reason he's there.
Yeah. It was wonderful. I had a caramel cake last night. So
Oof.
Good.
Yum.
But a lot of times, like you get like fracturing and people kind of go and stand off and talk and stuff. And I've noticed more times than not that the guys are over here in the kitchen or the living room or whatever talking. And I'm still talking to all the women. And that was the case
and
last
who
night.
Is surprised?
I know, not
no
me.
One.
I'm sitting there talking to my wife and this lady Janine, who's like super cool, we were talking about this story, and I was telling her, I said, yeah, my wife, like, this is in her mind. She fears that, you know, or coming home late. Like, she won't go. If I'm traveling, she won't go out at night, like to small group, and then come home because she's coming home to an empty house, and she's scared about that. And Janine was talking about running, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I have to wait till it gets light, and even then, I'm super vigilant,
yeah.
You know." And I'm like, "It's so sad that is the narrative that you guys have in your head." And what's really sad is that it's not unfounded, you know,
mm-hmm.
because. This girl probably wasn't thinking about it that day and was running and had her headphones on or whatever. Like, and she should be allowed to do that. She mm-hmm. should be able to do that with no thought whatsoever. But we live in such a broken, messed up, sad world that women have to be their own protectors
mm-hmm.
And their own advocates. And it's really sad. But to see that it's not just my wife, you know, it was Janine. I know, Betty, you think about this
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah. I use it as an excuse to not exercise.
Yeah, that's a pretty good plan. It's working out for you. Or be social.
Yeah. Win.
I was
winning.
Like, hey, did you do anything fun yesterday, Betty? She's like, oh my gosh, I did. I mopped my floors and like everything was at home.
And then I, you know, undid the dishwasher. It's a grand time.
It's a great day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. Like right now, I've been having a hard time. Oh, I was going to yawn right now. Sorry about that. I've been having a hard time this last hour, like keeping my eyes open.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, did I get Betty's COVID? But I don't want to test because I want to keep coming to work. and like, because I don't feel sick. but I'm exhausted and I have done nothing to warrant being exhausted.
Maybe you're going through a growth spurt.
Oh, that could be. That could be. I wish it was vertical.
That's what my mom tells me, even at 38.
Yeah.
Like, you're going through a little growth spurt.
Yeah, I'm going through a horizontal growth spurt. That's the problem. Yeah, so I'm
Are
like,
you sleeping?
I'm groggy. Yeah, and I'm sleeping like a baby. So, and I have no idea. I go through cycles like this, and I'm curious if it's diet or whatever, or too much sugar, not enough sugar, not enough caffeine. I don't know. Maybe that's my problem. It's not enough. But I've had times where I've been driving home. I have a 20-minute drive home, and I am fighting to stay awake. I've got my head out the window, and I've done this shift for so long. Like, I know it. I'm used to it. I get up, you know. But there are some days where I feel powerless to not fall asleep.
That's scary.
Yeah. It's like narcolepsy.
Well, then what? Do you go home and take a nap?
Sometimes I'll go home and I'll catch like a second wind, or other times I'll just like flat out fall asleep somewhere, like standing. I fell asleep in the shower the other day.
No, you did not.
Wow. I did.
I was.
That's great.
I really did.
That's
I laid
great.
Down.
That's awesome.
I saw my witch doctor yesterday. And she was telling me that it is very important with a schedule like ours that we get 8 hours of sleep. And you don't do that.
That's so
as
hard.
You're yawning again.
I know. What do I get? I go to bed. Last night I was in bed at 9.
You're about to provide the answer for
right. I made
yourself.
The mistake of getting in bed at like 10 till 9. So I was early. Because normally it's 9 o'clock. So
no,
I was
that's
early.
Not early. That's late.
Yes.
Because that's still not 8 hours.
It's not.
You're guaranteed
nine
to get 7
to,
hours.
9 to what?
Four, like a little before four.
Yeah, that's 7 hours.
Oh,
and
so
that's
close.
Not including like
we're not going for close. We're going for 8 hours.
I always thought that the idea was that it was 7 to 8, like 7 to 9, somewhere in that range was going to do it okay for you. But
look how it's working out for him.
I know, but he's generally good.
But he's getting older.
Yeah, but last night because I got in bed and I didn't have time to watch a full show. TikTok.
Oh,
TikTok on the clock. I'm on the clock on TikTok. And I like 9:30 rolls around and I'm like, dude, you gotta stop.
So
but you gotta end on a good one. You gotta end on a good one.
He's
one
not
that
wrong.
One that makes you laugh or one that like whatever you're into, one that's like perfect for that. And then you're like, nope. And then you hit the good one, you're like, that was pretty good. Could there be a better one? And then you scroll and then you're like, nuts, I'm back in again.
It would be interesting to see if the video that you decide to go to sleep on, you see it the next morning and you're like, that was still worth it.
Yeah.
Or is it even funny?
I'm trying
at all?
To remember if this is because I was trying to tell you guys about it and I was trying to remember if this is the one that I actually went to sleep on last night. It was some weird foreign language rap, and I think this is the one I finished up on. No idea what they're saying.
And we apologize if they're saying something really bad.
Yeah, please don't tell me. Abracadabra. I don't know what it is about that, but I really started enjoying it. And then I went down a rabbit hole and like watched a whole bunch of people lip syncing to it.
A clip of audio, sometimes it's fun to watch the rest of them. Or if you like a channel, you're like, I'll watch a few more of these guys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Fail Army is always great for me.
Delightful.
I love Fail Army and Boats Over Hallover. Like there's like that Hallover inlet where boats just keep sinking and flipping stuff because people can't get out of the inlet. Love that.
Classic.
Yeah, I know. It's so good. But anyway, so Witch Doctor, Betty Rock was here today, and we were going over in before the show the results of her experience. And Gavin asked her, okay, well, your doctor told you this. Dr. Carly told you this. Well, what did she do to determine that? And Betty starts telling us, I think Betty's kidding. Like, I'm like, ha, Betty's in on the joke. That's great. She knows we make fun of her for this. Tell us what you did.
So what she does is you're laying on a chiropractic table, you know, like the bed thing, whatever. Yeah. You're laying on your back, and she will ask you to put either your left or your right finger in your ear.
Okay?
And then you'll turn your head to the right or to the left, whichever way she tells you, and you're also lifting your leg, okay? At some point, this is telling her something.
Yeah, that Betty needs more B vitamins in her life. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, I don't
know. If it was telling you, like, you put your finger in your ear and you turn your head, I could see something about balance or, like, your chiropractic needs, maybe. Like, but like to tell you, like, you have an iron deficiency from that or something like that.
Yeah, but you didn't go to doctor school. And I don't
I don't know about that,
she
honestly.
Went to chiropractic.
Yeah, like, I'm going to make a certificate that says Dr. Wally and online, and it'll look just like hers, and, and I could pass. For
She's
something.
Doing great, though. She never gets sick, and you get sick, and you have kidney stones, and you're falling apart.
I don't really get sick. I get kidney stones.
You say she's doing great. But you are not.
Yeah, right.
You're the
one
who
goes
there.
No, I'm not. But I'm also making bad decisions.
No.
Yes, because I don't eat that well.
Better choices than both of us.
You need to drink it better. Yeah. I need to drink more water.
Sure.
All the things.
All women need. That's why you have Stanley cups.
I don't have one of those, but yes.
Would you like one?
No.
Stanley adjacent, though.
Yeah. But anyways, she told me that my detox is working and that she said it can make you feel like a little bit like you're getting sick because it's working through all the bad things in your system.
Sick.
I know.
Now, COVID was just COVID.
Like, yeah, that happens.
But it's the fact that since Christmas, I think that was your third time being sick. So, I mean, that's just.
And sick for over a week, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. Like sometimes, like I get it. You get like a 2-day thing. Like everybody gets that here and there and you move past. But you were like sick for like over a week each time.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, maybe it's working out. I don't know. How's the face thing working out?
You're doing a That sounded dangerous.
Well, no, because I asked how it's going. Like I didn't say anything. I'm letting her tell me.
I take a medication that's supposed to help with acne.
Yeah.
And so she is wanting me to get off of it.
But you went back on it, though, right?
I was off of it for a little bit.
Right. Yeah, we knew.
Stop. It looks great.
You're not sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm
not. No, because you said it.
No, I know. Okay. I'm not. But, but are you back on it now? I'm curious because your skin looks radiant. It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, is it the natural stuff or is the unnatural stuff that is working for you? I'm just curious which is working.
Yeah.
Please. That's all I'm asking for.
No, you don't deserve the answer.
No, you look great. I'm curious which is working.
Guess we'll never know.
I guess not. Well, I guess we'll know when she goes off. No, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Don't say you're sorry if you're not sorry. How's that Rogaine working?
I need it. But you're right. But I need it. Absolutely. See, I'm honest about it. Like, absolutely.
Oh, so I'm not honest about it.
No.
It's not about honesty. Yeah. It's about just being kind.
I know. I told you that your skin looked great earlier. I did. Unprovoked.
This is what you do.
What do
you
I do?
Are so,
Wait, what's
you
my
are
pattern?
So, yeah, because you, what do they call it? Love bombing? Where they're like, you're so great, you're so wonderful. Yeah. Then they tell you something really negative and mean, and then act like you're the crazy person for acting like they're mean.
Okay.
So you will not be doing that to me, sir.
Okay. I'm not trying to.
You are toxic. And I'm over it.
Okay. Oh, I am just curious, though.
I don't care if you're just curious.
Okay. I'm just curious if the. Back to the Dr. Carly conversation.
So now we're trying to redeem it?
Yes, because I am honestly curious.
You are honestly curious. And by the honest curiosity, that should negate everything that
you
said earlier.
Yes. Yes. So, is it medical or is it this weird thing?
You don't really care.
I know I do.
Because you're looking for an opportunity to just say another joke.
No,
because
I'm not.
No, because to you, the joke is more important
it's
than
not
the
a
person.
Joke. It's not a joke. I'm legit just curious.
No, you're
if
not.
Going. Yes,
no,
I am.
No, you're not, because it's the rule of three.
No.
And you're going to say it again.
I want honest, truthful. There's no joke in the quiver. I promise you. There's no joke. No. There's no joke. There's not a but. I'm just curious because we're talking about Dr. Carly.
I know. We were.
I know.
We were.
I am suspect of her methods and her. She seems like a nice person, but I'm very suspect of what she's actually doing for you. And when you said, not me, not today, but another day, you said you didn't think that her thing was working. And I thought you said you were going back on the actual doctor medicine that she was not a fan of. And so that's what I'm trying to ascertain.
Yes.
Did you go back on that? Because if you did, it's working very well and it's lovely And so I'm just curious. Or is Dr. Carly a genius and she actually was able to get you off something she felt was harmful to you and it's working that way? So I'm just curious which is which. Mm-hmm. No joke, just serious. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could answer that question, but I can't because you are toxic. And you don't deserve the answer.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair.
Unless there was like an apology, then maybe.
What do I need? First of all, help me. Okay. What do I need to apologize for, and what's the proper form that it should be in?
I think you should just take a gander at what you think you should apologize for.
I'm gonna I'm gonna say I should apologize for the joke that I made, the innocent joke.
That is just
a joke. It's a joke. It's not reality. It's just a joke.
It's not reality.
Right.
Yet you were saying I need to be honest. I'm not being honest.
Right.
You remember saying that?
I think so.
I'm not
100% sure what I've said at this point.
So you just negated what you were saying earlier.
I'm not 100% sure.
You did.
I don't even know how. Like, wow, you have a good memory. Is it that stuff that she's having you drink? Yes, I did make a joke at your expense, which we do. I mean, that's what we do. Mm. And if I genuinely hurt your feelings, which I don't know that I did, because I think you're pretty thick-skinned.
Mm.
You're not a thick girl, but you're pretty thick-skinned, so please don't take that as an insult. But if I genuinely hurt your feeling, then I'm sorry.
When you say can you say it without the chuckle?
Because at the end, I realized I said feeling, not feelings. Mm. So if I genuinely hurt your feelings, then I'm sorry.
Okay, so here's what happened.
She just likes to win.
No, I just need to win because you are always wrong.
Okay, so what happened?
So she told me to get off of the acne medication, and I said, fine. She said, do the detox. I said, fine. Well, then I start doing the detox. I get sick. I stop doing the detox, and I notice that my acne is coming back. So I'm like, I'm going to start taking the medication again. So then I get to see her again, and she's like, are you off the medication? And I said, no, I'm not, because I got sick. I stopped doing the detox, and I didn't want to get the acne again. And she was like, well, you didn't give the detox long enough.
Mm.
And so I am now I told her, I said, well, I'm going to keep taking the medication.
Right.
But I'm also going to keep doing the detox. And so supposedly the detox is helping with getting the bad chemicals from the medication that I'm on.
I wonder if that would lessen its efficacy, though. Like, if you are...
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it is, so it seems like it's a win-win.
Oh.
Thank you. What? No,
I'm not asking for you to say thank you.
No, I'm just saying that it does not seem like it's having an adverse effect, like it's making at least... How long has this been going on?
What part?
That you're taking the medicine and the detox.
Maybe a month.
Oh. Oh, you would think by then you would have seen, like, if it was affecting it adversely, you would think in a month you would have seen
maybe
a difference.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it seems like
she's the one that's got the doctor's
vote
of approval.
But does she?
Yeah. I don't know.
Can you tell us what she has, like, education wise?
I couldn't tell you.
Because if I go to a doctor, I know that they studied and paid for 8 to 12 years of that.
Yeah.
And that I trust a lot.
Do
I don't know anymore.
You've gone through so many surgeries. Could a holistic person been like, you can put some oil
put a marble on your butt cheeks and we'll fix your spine thing.
But if it were that quick to fix, wouldn't you want that?
Sure.
Also, too, I feel like a regular doctor's solution to every problem is
Z-Pack.
Yeah, and
medicine.
I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of doctors trying to figure things out, and it feels like too. The thing I always hate is when you're like, you go to a doctor thing, maybe it's a new doctor, and they're like, okay, well, come on in. You say you have this issue. Well, come on in. And then you know that's going to be one thing, and then it's going to be a follow-up thing, and then it's going to be go over here, and it just really feels like, and I guess they have to weed out the problem and figure it out systematically, but sometimes it feels like they don't really care.
Too, I will use one of my friends as an example. Like when she felt like she was on death's door. She goes to the ER. They take some blood work. They can't find anything wrong with her. She spends a buttload of money, and they can't even give her an answer. So the next day, she goes to see Dr. Carly about the same situation. And all she had to do was look at the bruises on my friend's legs to see that they were on the fatty parts of your legs, like on your thighs. And that told her that it was her liver. And so they are detoxing her liver.
How does she feel?
Great. She's back to 100%.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I do think that there is something to some holistic medicine.
Now you think there is.
Well, because your friend, it worked for her, you know. But no, I think that there is something to that to some degree. I think like anything, I think putting all your faith in that and all your faith or all your faith in the other is probably not the best thing. Like somewhere in the middle where you have both things present. Like we have a friend that won't go to like seek out regular medicine on anything, but she's tried holistic stuff for years and it doesn't work.
Right.
Like, and so at some point in time, you've got to be like, you've tried all this stuff to no avail. Why are you not trying the other? You know?
So if you get in a situation where your leg is falling off and you have done everything that the doctors have told you to do and nothing's working, and you come to me and you ask me for Dr. Carly's number.
Yeah.
Boy, am I going to have a good day.
Like if all of a sudden it's like, hey, Wally, you have terminal toe cancer, you know, and
which one?
All of them.
Oh,
and
no, all
it's going to end you. And like, we can't do anything about it. It's just, it's spread.
Tough call.
And then I'm like, wow, that stinks. I'm still kind of young. Okay. I guess I'll go see Dr. Carly. I would seek out alternative medicine for something that no one else could explain. I don't know that would be my first
What if
step.
She asked you to put your finger in your ear, turn your head, and lift your leg?
I'm sure she would, actually. Why would she not? That's like the first thing. I mean, like,
And you would do it.
I would. If I'm there desperate trying to figure something out, absolutely. Yeah. I'd see.
It'd be a great day if you did that.
Yeah.
Like, I would be very happy.
I've toyed with the idea of spending $60 just to go to Dr. Carly. Just because, like, I just want to meet her. Like,
that'd be great.
And be like,
I'd love that.
All right, do that salt thing with the shaker because I just don't believe any of this.
I would love that.
It's kind of like going to a hypnotist and being like, okay, hypnotize me. You know, we did that one time. We did a bit years ago with a hypnotist. And this is a guy like, I can hypnotize whole groups of people and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you can't hypnotize me. It won't happen. And we did a show where he hypnotized people, you know, and they brought him up on stage and everything. And he told me, he said, yeah, you can't be hypnotized. If you don't want to be hypnotized, if you're not susceptible to it, you won't be hypnotized no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if holistic medicine is kind of like that too. If you don't have the faith in it, like, will it be less effective? You know, because our minds are very powerful. Mm-hmm. Like our minds, you figure we use 10% of our brain and we've just scratched the surface. It's like, can your mind can talk you into healthy things, can talk you into bad things. It can wreck your perspective on things. And I'm curious what role, you hear people talk about this all the time, like their attitude when they were fighting cancer and their attitude changed and it helped them, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, all of that together around how they felt about it. It worked. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
We got 3 minutes.
Yep. Got a
for
call.
What? We have a call?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, flashback? Oh, yep. And I have a call too after that. Okay. Birthdays.
We don't have any.
Oh, well, that was easy enough. All right. Well, then let's wrap this up and we will go and do our flashback call.
All right.
I'm just going to end right there. No jokes, no callbacks, nothing. Just thanks for being a potty. So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine. And now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank. And she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess. But God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end, and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.